This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. So last week, the board voted to put a bond measure on the May ballot. Tell us more about that.
They did indeed. We have actually been working with a group of community members, and that group's been working since about September to look at needs in the school district and things that they thought were important as community members. We've done a couple rounds of polling, and the board did vote last week to move forward with a bond measure in the May election.
So talk about the amount and kind of the overall idea of what some of the funds would be used for.
Yeah, so it really breaks down into a couple of key areas about the board was interested in, and the community members as well, into smart investments, if you will. I can talk a little bit more about those, but they really fall into improving health and safety, making long-term infrastructure investments in our schools. The initial polling we did was interesting because the group identified about $300 million in projects that were needed in the school district. One thing I'll say here is we've got some really we've got some aging buildings, and we have buildings pre-World War I that we have kids in, and the district's done a great job of keeping those buildings going, but a lot of the infrastructure systems, boilers, heating systems, those need to be addressed. So really it's going to come down to some key issues, health and safety, some investments moving forward. So the bond package that they voted on, $154 million, we did a round of polling in which they looked at about a $90 million, about 30% of the needed, 40% and 50%. The community was much more supportive of that higher number that included the projects the community was interested in.
Well, and isn't there something, too, where if you delay certain things too long, they're just going to cost you more in the long run?
Yeah, we've seen that. The district tried to move forward. It was right in the middle of COVID in 2020 on a bond measure. And it was interesting times, right? It was right in the middle of the pandemic as it was starting to ramp up, a lot of uncertainty about the future. But we have definitely seen since that time, about, you know, a year and a half later, almost 2 years later, a dramatic increase in the cost of services and materials.
And for some of the buildings that are out there, I would imagine there's certain aspects of the infrastructure where it's, you know, you're trying to replace something that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, so not only do you have to figure out how to fix that, but you're really starting over in an old building.
Yeah, we do that. That's kind of a daily routine in the school district. Oftentimes, we're actually, believe it or not, looking at eBay for parts for a boiler built in the 40s. And so this would really key in on some really important things around, you know, air quality, certainly, but also some really, you know, key things on safe, what we call vestibules or entrances to schools, so are not wide open. And then key things, electrical systems, plumbing systems, roofing systems, and then make some really key investments around playgrounds, learning spaces, vocational education, so we can prioritize workforce. We've talked about before in the last bond, gym spaces, not just for kids during the day, but for community spaces where community can meet, and also the old main at the high school replacement.
Yeah, and that building is probably, is that the oldest building in the district?
No, it was built started in 1924 and completed around 1926. But we do have one of our buildings that was built in 1909.
Wow. And, of course, a lot of the buildings built in the 50s, 60s in the area. So, I mean, they're getting up there as well.
They are. The average age of the schools in Roseburg is 73 years. And so we've done a great job with these buildings. They still are, in a lot of ways, functional, but are in need of thinking about the next 73 years to 100 years ahead.
Talk about the security part, because a lot of these schools were kind of built with that, I don't know what it was called back then, but sort of a more open plan that allowed you easy access, which now appears to be maybe a problem.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I would say, I mentioned this before, but, you know, if I'm a principal at a school and I have the responsibility to make sure when parents drop those precious kids off, most important asset we have in our community are children. that I can get them back, at least to the parents as safe as I've got them. And if I don't know who's in the building, if I don't know who's on campus, that is a problem. That's one of the things that keeps me up at night. You want to balance this between having a really inviting building where people feel comfortable to come in. But we do have some problems with our access right now where anybody can be on campus. Lots of points of entry. And one of the things the bond will help us do is make the buildings be inviting, but also safe. And I think that'll be a great investment for our community.
You mentioned airflow and things like that. You've been even working on some of that in the last few years.
We have been. In fact, we have received some federal dollars to help through the stimulus, and we've set aside money just for engineering alone with our buildings. If you look at a building built in 1946 and a building built in 1965, and maybe a building built in 1909, in order to look at air quality. Most of our buildings don't have air conditioning. A lot of them have heaters that are very, very intermittent. To look at something like HVAC is not a one solution problem. And so we have started the process of looking at that, the engineering on what that would take, and feel like it's going to be successful. One thing I'd like to mention too is we will be using some of our federal funds to support the bond projects, as well as we did receive received a matching grant from the state for about little north of $5.8 million if the bond is successful.
So now the plan is to go forward, yet it's not that far away from the May election.
Right. So we really needed to have this run its course with the community identifying projects, really looking at the polling to say, what does the community think about this? Is the community in support or not? The polling showed that the community is generally in support. In fact, is in more support when they get more information about that. So really it starts right now the information campaign. How do we share information about this? Certainly it is kid-centric, but I would also advocate it's very community-centric. This is as much about community development and our economic development in the future of our community than just about schools. The great thing about the community members is they, as much as they want to support those kids, they were thinking more broadly and around what does the community need in order to be successful. So sharing information right now and answering questions is the start.
And a lot of times if somebody is considering moving into a particular community, especially if they're in their 30s, 20s, whatever, one of the questions is, what about the schools?
We heard that loud and clear from a couple of community members who joined us and talked about the, recruiting and retaining talent, and also about, maintaining our own investments in our kids. How do we help our kids, if they want to stay here and be successful here? So we're thinking more broadly around what this means for the community development, and I think it'll be a real positive for our community.
So what was the dynamic of putting it on the ballot in May versus waiting until November?
I think as the board looked and weighed everything from escalating costs to a variety of other things in terms of wanting to get this done now. Board felt like it was needed now. Safety and security was mentioned at the board meeting. We had one board member who really felt like we can't wait on that. And so there has been an interest, I think, in the community for a while to do something. And I think the community has been supportive of what can we do. So it's the balance of, is it enough? When is it too much where the community says, nah, that's too much? This is $1.85 per thousand assessed, $154 million investment. I think the board felt like the timing's right. We need to get this going now.
All right. And if people want to find out more about it, do you have some of the documentation up already?
We do. They can visit our website. It's a great spot, www.roseburg.k12.or.us.
All right. Superintendent Jared Corden, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
840 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.